Wait, what? Say that again.
I drink in so much pee because girls fake squirting.
What? It's pee?
It's fucking pee and it's...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pillow Talk! I can't sing, but welcome to the show, babies.
Big shout out to Adam and Eve, the number one sex toy company in the world. 50 years of good sex, good times, and good toys. 50th year anniversary, congratulations, guys. We're giving away a toy 50% off to everybody that uses the code PILLOW on adamandeve.com. 50% off one toy, and it's free shipping. Canada, US, Adam and Eve, baby girl. We love you. Also, everything bought on Adam and Eve, 20% goes to research for the spread of HIV. Mucho lovo. We love you, Adam and Eve. Rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is Pillow Talk. I'm your host, Ryan Pano. We're joined by Mr. Quickie at They Call Me Dark. And today... we're joined by my favorite porn star of all time. This is the GOAT, the legend, Miomakova.
Yeah! Why, yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, he made that awkward.
How was that awkward? Who better?
Am I your favorite
Nobody.
Porn star?
Yes.
I actually had a feeling, yeah. You kind of
right?
did drive like 40 minutes just to meet me. Yeah.
You dragged me along too.
I know. Well, yeah. I'm sure you wanted to come.
You know, the only Absolutely. Reason we were late, I couldn't decide what to wear.
Really?
I was like, leather jacket too much?
No, you guys look good.
Really? Yeah. No, you're my favorite all time by far. And it's been forever too. I feel like you've been doing it a long time. Like,
I have been doing it a long time.
How long has it been?
I lose track of time.
It's been 12 and a half years.
I started when I was 19. Yeah. I'm 28. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm 29.
Yeah, I know. 12 and a half years. Yeah.
10 years. Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
Are you done with porn now?
I'm done with shooting for companies. I would shoot girl for companies, but I've even like recently stopped shooting boy girl just completely.
Why?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
And I love him. And
Boo.
I don't want to.
Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah. Isn't he a gamer too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's wrong with gamers?
I'm yeah, jealous. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's
gonna sell. Could have said anything. I would have said boo.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does a porn star end up with a gamer?
I stream on Twitch. So yeah I like
RPG
hang out with
girl,
a lot of
big
people.
Big RPG
in the
girl.
True.
Big
yeah.
fantasy geek.
Yes. Okay. You
what does
pay
RPG
attention?
Stand for, oh, yeah. Ryan?
Role play game.
Role play game. Speaking of role play.
Go on.
Well, I feel like you know more about it than Ryan and I put together.
Actually, no. I'm not a big role player.
Can we get
life.
Into some crazy shit here?
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Where do we start?
All right.
Okay. So how many scenes?
No. Okay, go on.
Okay. Okay. How many scenes have you done?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I really don't know.
It's 83. Okay.
No,
so...
there's so much more than that. There's hundreds, right?
Hundreds. No way.
For sure.
Okay. So
for sure.
So tell us about the life. What's going on? And then I want to hear, walk us through like a day of a scene. You know?
Oh, a day of a scene?
Yeah.
Like shooting
no one
for
knows
companies?
That. And then we want to know about catching feels for porn stars. Then we want to know what it's like with boyfriends off. We have a lot of questions and we only have 23 minutes, right?
Okay. So I was married at 21 and it was to another porn star. And obviously that was a really long time
that
ago.
Married?
But basically,
dentist
I was married.
And dentist.
Didn't end well. Yeah. I kind of hate him. But
you met during the scene?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Johnny Sins.
You dated Johnny?
Is that what you're saying? No.
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 Okay. I love Johnny Sins.
We'll get into Johnny.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to start with a day on set. Basically, you show up. You have to do hair and makeup. That's typically the first thing. That takes about an hour and a half.
Do you wake up a little nervous?
Never. No.
Okay.
No. I was never nervous. It was always like, that's like second nature to me, honestly. I feel a lot more comfortable doing sex or doing sexual acts on camera than even off camera.
What about then a podcast? Sex or a podcast?
Oh, as far as nervous?
Yeah.
Neither. I don't care.
Okay. She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's go, Mia.
Hair, makeup, and then you do stills. So those are all like the pretty photos that they
before
used
the makeup
to promote.
Gets ruined, right?
Yes. Before
okay.
the makeup gets ruined.
I wondered about the stills. So you do fake sex for the stills?
Well, no. You do pretty girls, which is just like solo.
Okay.
And then you do an intro, if there's an intro to whatever the porn thing is. And this is just a basic scene. And then you do the sex stills, which is where the guy gets hard. Like you do all the positions. positions, but you're not actually fucking. You like pause for all the positions.
I was gonna ask that.
And then you do the sex scene, and then afterwards, typically, because cum like fades so quickly, they'll put like lube on your face, and then they'll snap the photos when you're all fucked up,
so
for
it's
consistency.
Fake cum
for the pictures afterwards, typically, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And what do they use for fake cum?
I think it's called spunk.
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 Huh.
Yeah.
Spunk.
Wow.
It's very spunky.
Okay. And how long does it take to get a 25-minute scene?
It depends. Sometimes you can roll straight through. Other times there's like cuts and stuff. But a lot of the time you like roll straight through.
And there's like this many people kind of vibe?
So like 30, 40 minutes. I wouldn't say this many. I'd say like a typical set, there's probably five.
Okay.
Crew members? Yeah.
I would get nervous.
Is that, sometimes there... it's a lot smaller. Sometimes there's just like two people.
And are they yelling like, do this?
Sometimes. It depends on the company and who's ever directing it. Sometimes they do say, like, they're in the background going, like, say something, come now. But it depends on who you're shooting for.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
are the guys there just hopped up on Cialis or Viagra?
No, they're telling
Viagra
me,
or...
they're no, telling me to come.
You to come.
Yeah, the guys, I would say all of the porn guys are like, yeah, like 99% do take Cialis and Viagra. And then I would say...
For breakfast, I assume.
Huh? For breakfast?
Yeah.
And then I would say some of them do use Cavajac, which is the needle.
What? Okay, what the fuck is the needle for?
The needle,
for?
Yeah.
It's called Cavajac, so basically with like Viagra, you can get hard and it improves like everything sexually, but you still have to
get
be
headaches.
Turned on.
Ask your doctor about Viagra.
Can I take it? No, I don't want to take it. I wonder what that would do to me. I've never taken
it. Apparently
one.
It works for girls too.
Apparently, yeah it gets the juices flowing.
I'm going to try one sometime.
Niagara Falls.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then the Cavajac, whatever, that's just instant straight hard on. But it's really bad for your dick. Like you can have, and other like there's a few performers I know of who are like impotent now because of it. Uh-huh. Even my, I don't know like if it's public, but my older brother who I don't have a relationship with, he was shooting scenes for companies like a couple of years after I got into the industry.
I read that actually.
He's impotent now.
No way.
Yeah.
So he has struggles to pee
from
out of the
Cavajac.
Thing.
He can't get hard.
Oh my goodness.
Ever. I think he's tried to have that surgery.
He just goes down like Charlie Brown for...
I mean, I haven't talked to him for years, but I've heard through the grapevine
he
that it doesn't
home, he's
work.
Just like, here we go.
I mean, it just sucks, you know?
Wow. What percentage of your orgasms are real versus fake?
On camera?
On camera.
I'd say most are fake. Sorry.
They're fake?
It's really hard to come.
You really sell those.
Yeah.
I was
Do
a believer.
I?
She's an actress.
Yeah, I'm an actress.
I was a mouth over. You know what I mean?
No, a lot of them are fake for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so hard to just come like suddenly, and then I don't come a lot of the time from just... like penetration, it has to be like stimulation. Sometimes if the guy really knows what he's doing, he can make me
is
come.
It like a Rubik's cube for you to come?
I feel like I have to relax, or I don't know, it just always depends, it's situational.
Fair. Okay, now tell us your top three males actor porn stars, and okay. Then your top three female, because you do a lot of lesbian scenes.
Yeah, I do.
You're bisexual or
I'm
not?
Very bisexual.
Okay, you are.
God, I think when I was performing,
because every guy
so I just
guy
have I don't
Johnny.
Have top three. So yeah, Johnny was on my list. I liked James Dean. I liked Manuel. I liked Chad White.
Manuel.
I liked Mick Blue. Am I forgetting anybody? Probably, but those were all good.
But Johnny seems to be the modern day Ron Jeremy.
I mean, Johnny's fucking, he's badass. He's so sweet and he knows what he's doing, you know?
Everybody wants to be Johnny.
Everybody wants to be Johnny. Look, Dark's on his way.
Was that intentional?
A
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not just going bald and you shaded off.
No, George Costanza. Yeah.
You poor guy.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
That's your idol?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm hoping to meet him.
He's awesome.
Okay, yeah. Now female girls. Lesbian scenes.
I will say number one girl is Angela White. Mm. And then I like all other girls from there. I really
I
like Kendra Lust. Go on,
okay.
Go on. Who else?
Alexis Texas.
I do. Like, obviously, she's sexy as fuck, but
good,
I wouldn't say
chemistry.
Favorite.
Good chem.
Okay, thank you. You watched the scene.
Yes.
Yeah. I like women like who have like juicy asses and
Lana.
Tits.
What
and,
about Lana?
You mean Lana?
Lana.
Lana? Lana, I never shot like a full on. She actually.
It was a double beach.
I'm confident. I'm so confident that she said this personally. She doesn't, or like publicly, she doesn't really like girls.
Oh.
Yeah, she
likes just does
guys.
It for the guap.
She doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, did it for the guap.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm missing one. Oh, Riley Reid, I think you did.
Riley Reid's very fun. Yeah.
That's a banger.
This was no research done today. This is up here.
I like boy, girl, girls
with
Riley.
That's in the spank bank, eh, Riley?
Boy, girl, girl. okay, yeah. You know what? I've had threesomes before, believe it or not, I have. And I struggle while I'm like, okay, I got them in the bed. Like, that was my whole night's work.
Right.
And now I have them here and they're naked and I'm naked and I'm like, ooh, shit.
What do I do now?
Exactly. Should have studied. Tell us some good threesome positions, please.
And tips and tricks.
So basically, yes. I feel like you need another woman who's bisexual so she can insert herself into everything. Don't go into full fucking missionary where she can't get in there and she's just sitting around like, yes. What do I do awkwardly?
Not very inclusive.
Yeah. Doggy's really good because she can go over and she can like make out with the girl and she can like walk over and like suck your dick and take it out and fun stuff like that. So doggy's good. Any position basically where she can interact with the woman is really good.
Yeah, the girl is more important than the guy. The guy.
It's a threesome.
Bonus.
It's not a twosome. Yeah,
it's not
know?
A twosome plus a like. Yeah. I fuck you.
Plus like a watcher.
The guy's the bonus.
Yeah, the guy's a human dildo. He's an extra.
Yeah,
it's really up to the girls. Mean. It's a threesome. Come on, guys.
It's a threesome. Okay, let's play Mr. Quickie.
We're just glad to be there.
Because then I have so
honest.
Many questions. And what better for the Mr. Quickie segment than to team up with MyRocky.ca, online pharmaceutical company that specializes in Cialis prescriptions, Viagra prescriptions, got a little hair products in there. At MyRocky.ca on Instagram, use the code PILLOW25 for 25% off all the good stuff. I like Cialis, weekend pill. A lot of erections.
They even got numbing cream for your wee-wee for people who come fast, like Mimi.
You're doing great. This is
great.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Yes. Mia Malkova, my name is Mr. Quickie. Do you want to know why they call me Mr. Quickie?
You heard about it. Because you do everything so quick.
Very, very fast, yes.
Does that happen on set a lot, by the way?
No.
I guess I'm going to struggle.
There's
with
that professionals.
Ouch, kibibble. Okay, so you have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can, as quickly as you can, starting now. You hurt your foot recently. Are you like LeBron James and still get paid to be on the sidelines, or did you lose thousands not being able to send feet
pics? Oh, I'm totally
picks?
Still paid. Nobody fucking cares. I'm going to send as many feet pics as I can with my fucked up foot.
Even
they're just
going
to accept it. Yeah.
Real
traumatized
shit.
People.
Mm-hmm. What's more likely to happen? Mr. Quickie gets his hairline back, or you allow Ryan to take you on a date?
You get your hairline back. I am not have a boyfriend I'm in love with.
Sorry, Ryan. I tried.
I'm really good at Mario Kart.
All right. Next Ryan question.
Lame.
Based on the little you know about Ryan Pownall, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate his bedroom game?
You're a lover, so you're probably like an 8 or a 9. Yeah.
Wow. What would you rather, a guy with terrible breath and a big, gorgeous dick, or a slightly below average wiener with minty, fresh mouth?
Oh, God, that's really, really so hard. We're going to take
good
the
question,
really,
Dark.
No, we're going to take the really big dick.
Oh, wow.
And then we're just not going to kiss him.
Oh, wow. All right. Have you ever had sex with someone who isn't a male talent or in the porn industry and have been blown away with their performance?
Yes.
Oh,
boyfriend.
Let's elaborate on that since that's the last question.
Yeah, so he's got to put it down proper.
He does. Yeah, I was really shocked. I was expecting like average.
Right. And he's obviously hung like a horse too.
It's yeah.
Mia, does size matter?
To me, it does. I have a fetish
for big dicks. So gamer boy's got a fucking rope on
him. Look, we're not gonna. I'm not gonna.
White claw, one white claw.
I'm speechless.
One white claw or two white claw.
Say one.
I cannot confirm
what
or deny.
What about the thickness?
Yeah, thickness.
I can't confirm or deny.
And are you guys sexually active? Because that would be like us, for example, going home and podcasting all night with our significant other.
Mm-hmm.
It's work. So are you tired of sex?
No, of course not.
Still love sex.
I love sex, yeah. Huh. I hardly, like, honestly, for the last couple of years since OnlyFans, I don't have to shoot, like, all the, like, sex all of the time.
Right.
It's,
so now
it's all kinds of different stuff
back.
That I do. Huh?
It's coming back to you.
No, off camera is always different than on camera. I love sex. I'll always be a very sexual
person.
Do you
like it on camera? Is it still good sex on camera?
It's still good, yeah. It depends. I hated shooting with my ex. Like, I used to, for
ex?
A couple of years, he was a photographer and a videographer. Like, he used to shoot for black.com and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, like, I hated shooting scenes with him just because
there wasn't. There's that fetish again.
No. He was a director. Calm down.
So you must love performing. Like, there's got to be a performer in you that says, okay, the camera's rolling. It's time. It's my time to shine.
I think, yeah, just in general, I'm an attention whore.
You ever follow?
Or a whore in general. Like,
you ever fuck a porn star on set and then afterward? This is everyone wants to know this question. And then afterwards, you kind of vibed on sets. You're like, let's go fuck again.
Unfortunately, I've been in relationships for like 10 years. I've been in two long-term relationships with a month in between. And then this time I was only single for another month. So I haven't had like a lot of time.
So Gamer
to
Boy
explore.
had his notifications on.
Huh?
He had his.
It honestly just kind of happened.
And then, boom, single. Did you see? Not just good at games.
It kind of just happened. I fucked Johnny Sins off camera. Like, oh, wow. Even when I was on a break with my ex-husband.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that was really good.
That makes
my ex-husband was so jealous when we got back together.
I bet.
Okay, yeah.
That's... you fucked the greatest fucker of all time.
Mm-hmm. And
oh.
I did anal.
Go, Johnny. Let's go. Did he wear like
that
a
That man's
doctor?
Got more shit on his dick than fucking anyone.
Hey, let's talk about that. You don't do much of these, but like, you know the cringy like, hey, did you order a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really do those.
I mean,
much.
I did. I've done so many scenes. So
yeah,
definitely.
Is that kind of like the awkwardest part of a sex scene?
No, who cares?
What's the one with the Pringle container? You cut the hole at the bottom. And it's like, babe, do you want
to chip? Yeah, they're just trying to find all kinds of like, what can we do that's different?
Let's hide my dick.
Know?
Yes.
Yeah. Fair. It's whatever.
Okay.
I'll skip it.
So wait,
I'm
have you ever been in a relationship, went to work, had sex, and then leave, go back to your boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Like at any point in your life.
You must get a little jealous.
So my ex-husband, yes, but he was a porn star as well.
Oh, so
and
he
even
it.
Shot more than me. So yeah, he got it and it
he
wasn't
understood.
A big deal for
you
either of
us. You guys ever
us.
Go watch each other? No.
I did at some point. Like if I'm a little bit, yeah, I am. Like well, I remember we were doing like a group thing, but he did a sex scene with the girl beforehand that day. And I just like watched the whole thing and masturbated.
Oh,
it's
so
kind of hot.
Wait, live?
That is hot.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
when,
no
I
way.
Would, when I would masturbate, I'd only look at videos of him fucking like other girls.
Being like,
but then I'm jealous wow. at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's so wrong, but it's so right.
But at the same time, kind of turns you on. Okay.
Yeah.
You sick toxic
That's like the
freak.
Cuck mentality.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about cum shots.
Okay.
So how does that work? I get how it works.
And is it true? Does it sting your eyeballs?
Fuck yeah. It's terrible. And I used to wear contacts. So like I'd have to go to Whole Foods or somewhere afterwards and my eyes would be all bloodshot. Like my eyelashes were falling off. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
What are these things? Just swim around your eyeball thinking it's the egg?
So
trying to penetrate?
No. Is it like a normal guy where you kind of just go till you go and then it's like, okay, let's go?
Yeah.
Or is it like planned?
It's planned. So basically they have a good idea, like after the last position, when it's time, it's like, okay, you can come now. And then they like, if they're ready, they'll like do it. Or maybe they need to fuck a little bit first.
Being a male porn star must be tough.
It's very tough.
A lot of
right?
pressure.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure.
And for girls that want to do porn now, what would you say to them?
I would say you don't have to. Obviously, there's OnlyFans. Like
you make true. Way more.
Go,
doing...
go make your own shit.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
You post a lingerie pic. You're making millies.
And I even say you don't need to do porn. Like I feel like girls who don't do like full explicit stuff and always just tease make a lot more money
it's
than
true.
Even girls who do full blown Frankie. Pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Go find someone you love having sex with and just videotape that and make money off of it.
Yeah.
That too.
Exactly.
But on Twitch, you're not doing sexual stuff. Like
no,
you're,
not at all.
You're actually gaming.
Yeah, I'm gaming. Okay. Yeah.
Are the
so
ladies out a
don't
little
sub
bit?
To the Twitch.
No. I'll sometimes just like
You'll
wear no
turtleneck?
Makeup and a sweater. Yeah, it depends. Fair. Sometimes I'll like have nice cleavage, but depends on how lazy I am that day.
I have a question.
Oh, Jinx!
Hi!
First day on the job!
Let's go.
Question about cum shots! Go ahead, Jinx.
Did you ever switch out the guy to like somebody who can?
Good question.
So I know that they do. They've never had to do that for me. But sometimes they do. Yeah. That's like worst case scenario.
He's wondering if he'll ever
worst
have a shot
Ontario.
At being a stunt cock.
But sometimes come. As well, like if the guy comes prematurely and he can't finish the scene, then everyone has to go home. And then the guy's probably not going to
oh,
get hired again.
Oh, has there ever been a non-hard day?
Yeah, and it fucking sucks. It's a lot of work. Like, my arms hurt, my mouth hurts. I'm just like, God damn it.
Oh, you actually get in there to help them off
yeah,
camera?
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to help them.
No way.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Oh, I want
to
finish
camera,
it
you're
and
like,
go
okay,
home.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah,
we
I'm
got
trying
work
to
do.
Turn them on. Yeah. Like, it's we got work to do.
You're like, let me cut these limes and lemons for you.
Is there oh a fluff? Like, so you're the fluffer, essentially.
I'm the fluffer.
Yeah. Wow. Anybody there holding ice cubes, trying to rub them against your nipples, make sure they're hard?
No. Like... Sometimes that actually has happened, but mainly I'd be the one, like, pinching them.
Me, a question everyone wants to know, and you don't have to answer. Your booty.
Oh, my booty's real.
Booty's real.
My booty's real. Tits are fake.
Clap if you like real fake tits, real booty.
We don't like fake booties.
No?
No.
I'm not a fan. No.
You can tell though. I feel like you can tell that mine is real because like BBLs look a certain way, right?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I like a lot of BBLs. You like BBLs? I like the, yeah, I like the way that they look. But mine is, you know, the
skinny legs.
You know what really bothers me is like when I see Reddit posts and people saying like, oh my God, Mia Malkova should like sue her surgeon. It's so unnatural. And I'm like, God damn it. Like I was born with this. Like if you hate it, you hate it. But like it's mine.
So Mia, whenever we get the Sunday scaries is when you're hungover and you kind of cringe at your own life, you know?
Hmm.
What is it like watching porn on a Sunday scary day, or you still don't give a fuck, or like how does that work?
What do you mean?
Like, well, I don't know. Like, so, you know, people say crazy shit on Pornhub comments.
Mm.
Do you read those?
Mm-mm.
Don't even read.
Good
them.
For you.
Okay.
Fuck the haters.
No, I mean I read comments on every. I read
Mia
comments
no
on
haters.
All the other. No, I do.
No.
It's the internet.
You don't have one. You're perfect.
Thank you.
So yeah, no comment reading.
No, not on Pornhub, okay. But I do on all the other platforms.
And everyone is usually very nice.
It depends on the platform. There's some real assholes out there.
Oh, TikTok.
This leads me to
TikTok and YouTube are fucking assholes. TikTok, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Cringe, douchebag,
yeah. And it hurts your self-confidence, right? Like some days you're like, fuck those guys, I'm awesome. And other days you're like, oh,
yes,
they're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was asking. When you put yourself really out there, like full-on sex, it must be even more like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, no, I get a lot of hate. But at the same time, it's just something that like I expect and you learn to live with, and it's really not that bad. Yeah. I think there's a lot more pros to putting yourself out there than there are cons.
That's right, kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, let's talk about celebrities, rappers, billionaires. Okay.
Sure.
So they must be in your DMs every fucking
Some
2 minutes.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. Cause every guy wants to fuck their favorite porn star.
True.
So who's the worst? Is it Tyga?
Yes!
Dude,
oh my God!
Every
girl like, I've asked this question to.
I've heard that. He was in my DMs like a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you read his DM to us?
Yeah, please. What's up, Tyga?
We're gonna have to get Tyga on here to defend himself. Oh yeah, I was in a music video with him. He was nice. He's not my type though.
Horny, but nice.
Oh, he just put the eyes and a little fire emoji to one of my contents.
Work on it.
Yeah, you need better game than that.
You know what? I did? I sent her my broken knee. DM back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She felt bad for you.
That's right.
Reply.
Sad. Yeah. Sympathy works. I've been like farming sympathy with this guy.
Do you
want
to show them your foot?
Can I show it on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, probably.
Final Destination
we'll just
freak
blur
accident.
It. Oh, God.
Hello.
That's still worth.
Can you see
that's
it?
What I say when I'm about to come too fast.
Oh God!
On
oh God!
Three,
oh God!
1, 2, 3. Oh God!
What about? There must be billionaires that have been like, I need to lock down my favorite porn star.
No, I've never been in that lifestyle because I've been in relationships.
Oh, you don't even entertain the boys.
I mean, yeah, I've been in relationships. I've never like went out there and like had that type of lifestyle.
So you have way more on camera bodies than off camera.
Oh,
bodies.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And even like when I'm single, I'm actually super, super picky. Like I care about chemistry and like I have to genuinely like the person. Even if I don't want to date them, like I have to actually like them.
Yeah.
So I'm super picky.
Gamer guy must be a fucking legend, eh?
Oh, he's the biggest legend we've never met.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name?
His name's Rich Campbell.
Because if you Google Mia, it's who is Mia's boyfriend?
Mm.
Right? Everyone wants to know.
Oh, really? Because
he's like kind of low key.
He's, we're not low key about it.
Does he do this with you on camera?
No.
Nothing?
No.
His penis is off the web.
His penis is off the web.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wanted to look at competition.
Mine isn't.
Yeah, Dark's making a sex tape, actually.
Are you?
Actually, this is a perfect segue.
Yeah, yeah. So we're making a movie, actually. I'm serious. I want you to be in it, actually.
You're not going
to
get any sponsors, guys, like ever.
What do you mean by that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
like
way
you're
too late
very
for that.
Limiting yourself. I feel like a mother. I'm like, learn from me.
Learn from my mistakes.
It's the first time we say it on camera.
True.
But we're making a movie called Ryan and Dark Make a Sex Tape.
Okay.
Or a porno.
I make a porno.
And it's the dream of Dark trying to chase his favorite porn star. She probably knows
it. Is it an actual movie?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're going to make a documentary. Okay. It's going to be
like
documentary.
Like Zach and Miri make a porno? Is
yes,
that kind of
but
what
documentary
you're...
real life. And he's really going to do it. And then we're going to put
it's gonna
the
be like a three-part series.
Mm.
And, yeah. And then the tape.
If I can last
no, no. The production company wants to pitch it to Netflix.
Yeah.
They're doing it for free. They love
the idea.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want you win it.
Okay. I'd love to.
Coach me.
Okay.
Be like, you're doing this.
No coaching, Dark.
You're doing this all wrong.
What's
I'll be perfectly honest.
Okay, do you know who Cytheria is?
No.
Oh,
see,
wow.
We gotta get
I am
one.
Really old. So I
wait, is that the girl?
Pardon?
Which porn star would... Yeah. Sorry. Which porn star would you say likes this?
And well, any like a lot of them. You're very attractive. But oh my don't God, you thank want you. Like a don't you want a popular porn star who's like...
No, no, no. So I have a...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I mean...
No, I'm so... I feel so bad
because... Cyborg? Did she just get KO'd in UFC?
No, 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 no. Let's not say that. I'm sure she's great. I'm just saying like as far as like relevant, you want somebody that most people have heard of.
Yes, like Alana.
That's fair. You're right.
Alana doesn't perform, but I can recommend people. The reason why is because when I
was... You could, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't want to hear my story.
Go on, go on.
So
sorry.
When I was younger, I used to, I've always had a fetish for squirting. I named my 3-pound chihuahua Squirt for
so
a reason.
Most of
I'm a sick,
most
perverted
of it on
freak.
Camera is fake and they're pissing.
So fair, no
is that
problem.
True?
So true.
Wait, what? Say that again.
I drink in so much pee because girls fake squirting.
What? It's pee?
It's fucking pee and it smells like pee and then you have to roll around in it to finish
so
the sex
So the squirts
scene.
Are fake squirts and the pee?
Yeah, I fucking hate it when I have to do a scene with a squirt girl.
I'll tell you what.
Oh my God.
Like, because they're squirting and you're trying to be sexy, so you're like,
Okay, I'll tell
and
you
it's
what.
Pee?
It's pee. It's they're pee. Drinking fucking Pedialyte and all kinds of water beforehand.
Oh my God.
I don't care what you say or you say. I like pee.
But girls girls can actually squirt. Like squirting is a real thing, but I'm saying all that like gushing shit,
oh,
it's
yeah,
all
it all
fake.
Comes from somewhere. It's probably
yeah, they're
bladder.
Pissing. They're pissing.
Show the video you got 2 days ago and ask her if it's pee. It now it's I know
well,
it's
no,
pee.
Well, no, I
you can
I don't
also see
her.
The
I,
different
I
hole because
pee.
A girl has a pee hole. But squirt actually comes out of the vaginal hole.
Oh, so do you look and you're like, wait a sec.
Yeah.
You're like, I saw where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a pee hole.
Wait, show the video, please.
I want to see the video.
Girl okay, sent so, him a nude. Yeah, say very pretty girl. We won't say names. It rhymes with. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, anyway, so her name, this porn star that that I would like to have sex with.
Right.
Big peer.
She's a squirter. She's big peer, peer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Her name's Cytherian. She was like the squirting queen of the universe. And okay. Anyways, I was spanking my bank to the fucking meat to that every day.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's not ruin
Talk
the
about
fantasy.
Something while I look
it's
at
real.
It.
It's real. Poor guy. I was just joking. I'm such
not,
a troll.
No, I'm not disappointed.
Okay, so we got to get a better one. Okay, here we go.
I'll tell you.
Lower the volume.
Wait, it's late. It's too late.
No,
okay.
Definitely put the volume up so the.
Watch can it. Can I like, do I have to watch the full thing or can I like fast forward?
That's the bath running. That's not her.
Oh, she's starting.
Squirting.
Oh, she's peeing.
She's
yeah.
Look. Do you see how it comes out of the hole right above?
Yeah.
And it also how she's like projecting it. It's not actually coming out of her vaginal hole. She's pissing.
She's pissing.
Yeah, she's pissing.
Girl sent you a piss video.
Thank you.
Loser!
You have a pee fetish. Just...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for peeing for me on video. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm not the only disappointed man out there.
I'm so disappointed, and I love it, buddy.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Okay, I feel like are we past our time, Jinx?
Probably got a couple minutes.
Okay. So many more questions. I want. You're our first porn star.
Keep going.
On this show.
Oh, exciting.
It's a sex podcast.
Yeah.
Your first professional sexer.
Hi.
So many questions to ask.
All right, let's go.
I have a question.
Especially my fave.
I have a question. Okay. Have you ever done anal and shat on a dick?
Yeah.
It was kind of a rhetorical question. I kind of knew that would happen.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Shit happens. When you do anal.
Yes.
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 Good question, Dart.
You're welcome.
Okay, what's a horror scene that you've... not whore, WHORE.
Whore.
A horror scene. Mm-hmm.
Horror.
A bad one. Walk us through the weird scene.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That I could just think of, like off the top of my head.
Oh, you don't
head?
Have any that you like that scarred you? Mm. You ever take time off? You're like, ee?
No, the only time, like, you know what I really hate? And is spit. Oh, like, I hate when somebody spits in my mouth and I gag. I'm like, what the fuck?
If someone blows their nose in front of me, I throw up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate boogers, too.
Boogers, loogie, but shit's fine, right?
Me too.
Yeah, even just the
But
word.
Shit's fine, right? Okay, cool.
Shit's fine.
Yeah.
But basically, like, I was doing a scene with somebody, and they just randomly decided they were going to spit in my mouth, and I swallowed it, and I tried to finish the scene, and
like
I started gagging, and then I just thought about it for days afterwards, and I decided I hate them, and I no-listed them.
It's a big trend right now.
In
you notice that? It's like every meme is spit in my mouth, all this and that.
In ounces, in full ounces, how many ounces is the biggest load you've ever taken?
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about saliva. Okay.
Okay. I didn't bring a puke bucket for you.
In ounces? I have no idea.
Well,
like my first scene that I did was Jesse Load's Monster Facials. Oh, wait. I did a blow bang, which was five guys coming on my face.
Oh, my gosh.
A bukkake.
Yeah, yeah, it's called a blow bang. So it's blow only bang, so it's only
blowjobs.
Did blow
you drown to death or like?
You know, my eyes really stung.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite thing. Like, I don't actually enjoy facials.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
you gotta be like an octopus.
Even that, like, I'm, yeah. And I'm not that much of a slut. Like, I'm really not. I'm like more of an intimate person, one on one. So it was definitely just for like on camera. I was like, okay, that's a really slutty thing. All these perverts out here will like to see.
Yeah.
So it's really not my thing, but it was a lot.
Huh. No doubt,
I believe it.
Yeah, I'm such a good actress, though. You'd think I love it.
Oh, you're fantastic.
Your poor makeup artist being like, I just did her.
So Mia, you did a lot of work with. Of course, with your perfect 14 out of 10 booty.
Thank you.
It comes with a lot of African-American talent.
Thank you.
Is it true?
Is the stereotype true? Is that what you're going
with?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, porn dicks go, like, they're always going to be bigger than average. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah.
You're really
the,
doing us wrong.
The biggest one that I took in on camera was an African-American mandingo.
Okay, so
that actually traumatized me.
How big?
Say when.
Was it the two white claws?
I don't. It was. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And there's the thickness was so much. Ugh. And like, I used to have like a fetish. God. Like, I used to masturbate to the idea of like a big dick being so big it wouldn't fit. Like, and they have to work it out. I'm like, that's really hot. But then I got there and I actually started and I was like, oh, I have massive anxiety. This hurts. Like, this is not fun whatsoever. And now I hate it. He was really nice, though.
Mia. Have you had sex with a fan?
Not a full-blown fan, no.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm picky and I'm not a slut. True, well, I'm a slut on camera, and yes, I do like fuck on the first date, but I'm not like slutty.
Okay.
I fuck on the first date, too.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I guess we should call it. That was my favorite episode ever, for the record. Say it a lot. I mean it. Oh, by the way. I'm going to get me a tattooed on my hand.
You won't do it.
I will.
I say do it.
I will.
Do it.
On me mom.
Okay.
Yeah. If I do that, I'm not asking for sexual favors. I'm not that guy.
At least a repost.
You'll be in our movie.
I'll be in your movie.
And?
I won't now. Now that you've said it, I won't be in your movie if you don't get my face tattooed on your hand.
Fair.
Fuck your movie.
That's hand.
But if you do it,
and
I
I'm a lefty. That's my jerk off hand too, by the way.
But then why not put your favorite porn star on it?
True that.
Yeah. Wow.
And I asked this. You put in a little effort to try to get him the female talent of the sex.
Yeah,
date.
Just talk to me.
No okay. Problem.
His name. We can
throw
like, talk
tons
about
of names
yeah.
At you.
So hand tat, you get us our talent, and you're in the flick.
Okay. But hand tap.
Hand tap.
If I can't get somebody, but I'm confident I could. You're very good looking.
Oh, my God.
You get to pick the photo, too.
Huh?
You pick the pick.
You should pick it. You're the fan, and it goes on your hand forever.
You're okay. The fan.
Yeah. I'm the fan.
Fanboy.
Stan. Jinx, any more questions, my man? First day. I have a question about cum shots.
I know.
I've been meaning to ask this my whole life.
What else you got, Jinx?
What's the highest offer you've gotten for going on a trip to like fuck somebody?
True, good question.
Oh, yeah.
50,000.
And did you do it?
No.
Oh, how much is an average scene? No, you don't have to answer that.
1,500. And I was one of the most well-paid girls.
1,500?
Yeah.
That's pennies.
Wait,
pennies.
And royalties or no royalties?
No royalties.
Oh, what?
My first anal that I did was $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Because we always assume you girls are so rich because you're very famous to us guys.
No, we now make a lot of money because of OnlyFans. But fair. Beforehand,
so OnlyFans,
no. Like, it was good money because I shot all the time, but it wasn't anything compared to what it should have been.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's very
Do you
sad.
Leave anal scenes, like, walking funny or, like, you're limping out of there sometimes?
Well, first, I just want to do
this. Sometimes I have.
Hey,
sometimes.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Mind Geek. Right?
For
not paying our baby girl.
Well, it's because
what
porn
she's
is
worth.
Look, here's the yes. Thing. It's not their fault. It's because porn is free, like on Pornhub. So they don't make the money back. So they can't like put that much into it.
Yeah, but there's all these women in my local area that want to meet up with me ads.
What? Yeah.
It's so true.
You're yeah. Saying they should make the money.
Yeah, yeah you should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're worth $500 million.
Well, now girls make their own money and have their own platforms. So
good.
Who even cares?
Good.
It's all
so the girls still doing porn. They're just stuck in the past.
I think that they do porn and they have. I think that the reason that girls are still doing porn is more for exposure rather than for like a financial benefit.
Fair.
Yeah.
It is good exposure.
Yeah, it's a big deal for
how many
porn
views
hub.
Are you at? Are you over a billion?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably. On the hub?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked recently.
Okay.
But we could get it up to there.
I'm good for 200 milli views.
At least.
Okay, Mia Makova, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mia. You're the best.
What an episode.
What an angel.
Best episode ever. That was Dark. I'm Ryan. Pillow Talk. See you next Tuesday.
You cunts.
See you next Tuesday.